show for y'all. Got a damn good show.
Gonna talk to y'all about that Barbie movie.
Did you go?
No, I'm not into Barbie.
Stop lying, man. You know you ain't into white girls. Wife and kids went to go see it. I played off. No, I don't want to see that white girl. It's not my thing.
No, it's like real.
Like what? Heard it did better than The Black Mermaid.
No, The Black Mermaid did good too.
Hey, Keith, that white girl, that movie made like $1 billion in like 2 weeks.
I mean, but The Black Mermaid did good too.
It did good, not as good as the Barbie.
Yeah.
Come on now. Those are the facts.
Yeah, but anyway, this
is a white man's world.
This is this woman, she's still scared of COVID, but she wants to go see the Barbie movie. Look what she did to get over her fear of COVID to go watch Barbie. Check this out.
I don't remember the last time I went to see a movie because I don't love going to the movie theater. But I'll tell you what, it pisses me off that I can't go see Barbie. I want to go see it. Even if it is white feminism, I want to be able to go. So I'm doing a thing. And if you live in the Pacific Northwest, you can do a thing with me. Here's what it is. Next week, which is July 31st, August 1st, someday next week on a weekday, I am renting out a theater in Northwest Portland. The entire theater. The whole theater. The theater seats 46 people, I think. We're only going to do 20 tickets. So me and 19 other people. That's it. In addition to that, there will be one employee. So the entire building, the entire cinema, is going to be one employee plus 20 attendees. That's it. We are the only people in the building, and every single person, including that employee, is going to be wearing an N95 the entire time. The employee is going to put it on before they enter the building. They've been chosen specifically for this purpose. They seem to get it. If you show up, because you bought a ticket, I need to see a KN94 well-fitted, or a 95 well-fitted, or a P100. And if I see a baggy mask, I'm going to tell you to take it off and put on one that I hand you. I'm holding onto a bunch of masks. Choose the one you like best. There are no concessions during the movie. They're not even going to open it up.
You don't need any.
Do not bother bringing food or drinks. You may not take your mask off in the movie. If you need to scratch your nose or you need to take a sip of water, you need to get up, exit the theater, do that, and then come back. They're going to be medically fragile people there. This is their first opportunity in like 3.5 years, so we are not fucking around here, folks. No kids that can't wear a mask solidly for 2 hours. Like, I'm not going to do little kids because I don't blame them, but it is what it is. This is going to be a morning showing. We are the first people in the building, so we will be in and out well before any other employees or other people show up for other showings. The building will have had a chance to clear the air from the night before. And also, they upgraded their filtration over the past 3 years, and they just had an inspection.
June 26th,
their quarterly inspection, and changed out all of it.
I want to keep watching. For what? That shit like it was going to never stop.
She sound like she ain't been out the house in 3 years.
Good.
That's what she said.
She's doing, well, I ain't going to say it.
So you think that mask,
do you know how you catch viruses? She don't know.
She thinks the only way you catch a virus is somebody breathe and they exhale it into the atmosphere.
Yeah, and,
then she's got her mask on and you inhale it, but she's got the mask on, so it's not going to.
Yeah, she don't know nothing about your hands. You don't pick them up and, man, it's a good movie.
You know, a virus can go right in your eyeballs. If you ain't wearing goggles to keep air from getting in, you know, your eyes can absorb a virus just like going straight down your damn throat.
Yeah, they can go in your ears.
I ain't never heard about that. Ears?
Yeah. Go in your ear and go straight to the brain. They can go up your vagina when you go to the bathroom.
Kevin. Come on, man. What are you talking about?
They can go in a little cut.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, man.
Ain't no virus going up in your vagina.
A virus can go in your butthole. You didn't know that? What's wrong with you? It's all kinds of ways you can get a virus.
So, like, it's an
opening, all it needs is an opening.
Oh, man.
She's in Portland, Oregon?
Yeah.
Man, you just need to drop a bomb on that place and just turn into a parking lot. Just start all over.
You know, we tried to book a show in Portland. It's impossible for us to book a show in Portland.
Yeah.
Because of who we are.
They call me either.
Huh?
Was it Portland, Oregon?
Just Portland.
Can we go to Tacoma?
Yeah.
Where's Tacoma at? Washington?
It's in Washington.
What was I thinking is in Portland? Portland is a city. No, I'm talking about Oregon. Portland, Oregon. Portland's the city. Oregon's the state. I thought it was they had Tacoma in Oregon. But it's in
Washington, Kevin.
Yeah, it's in Washington. I must have misspoke. I said Portland.
Shut up. This woman's worried about COVID. Like, you know, like, what do you call it? Comorbidity or something like that?
Yeah, she got one of them at least. Big as she is.
If you were really worried about COVID, you would have lost some weight.
Well, she probably can't, Keith. People don't know how to lose weight.
She can book a theater, sell tickets, do all this, but she can't lose weight?
Well, black people don't know how to get ID. So, you know, they don't know how to use a computer. I know life sucks. What's what they say about black people? They don't know how to use a computer.
Well, Biden said that.
It's probably true if he said it. They can't get an ID. It's too technical. I think it's true, man. Think about it. If you got to go get an ID, you need to know how to use a computer.
Hey, Kevin.
Black people don't know how to use a computer.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. Hey, stop playing.
I ain't playing.
Stop playing.
I agree with Joe Biden.
Stop playing.
No, I ain't playing. I'm serious about that.
Hey, let's get back to the big woman.
I'm tired of that big stupid fool, man. You know what? You're going to go through all this trouble, and you're going to catch COVID.
You're going to get sick, and guess what? More likely, you're going to survive.
Not if she catch that first strain. That first strain almost took us out. She get that little, that second or third strain came out. Uh-oh. If you get that, what was that first strain called? What was it called?
It was called the COVID-19.
No, that first strain, I forget what they call it. Delta?
No, that was the second one.
That was the second one.
Then Omicron was the third. Yeah, the first one was just the original COVID-19. That was the original.
Yeah, that first strain was full of white supremacy. Them there died.
Yeah, I just can't. You know, Socrates, they killed him. Man, that Greek philosopher.
He was a homosexual, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a homosexual.
That's probably why they killed him.
They didn't kill him for being gay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why they killed
him. No, they didn't kill him for being gay. He was a good homosexual.
Yeah.
He was real intelligent. You know what he said?
What did he say?
He said everybody shouldn't
have... What'd that homo say?
He said everybody shouldn't have the right to vote. You got to pass some kind of test first.
Yeah, cognitive test.
Yeah, just objectivity test.
Yeah.
Like her?
I agree with that.
Like that woman that you just saw?
Yeah.
It should be a law against her voting.
Yeah.
Because her vote impacts everybody's lives.
Yeah.
If it was up to her, I bet you this place would still be locked down.
You know what we need to lock down?
What?
For her sake, fast food restaurants.
Can't do that. It's America.
Nah, man.
You have the right to eat yourself to death and then blame the fast food joint for selling it to you. That's the American way. Damn good show. Damn good show, man. Hey, we got a new giveaway going. Giveaway.
That show sucked. That lady sucked too, man.
We give it a Ram 2500 diesel with the Cummins in now and $10,000 in cold hard cash. To enter the win, go to officialhogstwins.com.
What?
Go to officialhogstwins.com. Anything you buy gets you automatically into the win. Yeah.